All right, we want to welcome everybody to the roundtable. This is our fourth podcast, and we're excited. We gave you this exciting news last week, but we now have a co-host, Jenny, the superstar. Walker, who is us again, going to continue to be with us. And we know that she's a superstar because last week's podcast on YouTube, there were 300 views, and I'm hearing it's all because of you.
Wow. That is so crazy.
Right?
No, Nick texted me, and I was like, he was like, we got blank so many views. And I'm like, is that even a good number? Like, I didn't even know. I was like, is that good?
Yeah, well, maybe the ones before we had one or two. That's
really?
Well, I don't really know.
But one?
I don't know. I'm just guessing because 300 compared to what we
were—that's true.
You know, it's good, and everybody's attributing it to the new co-host. You know, Jenny, the superstar, or whatever you guys vote for her new stage name to be.
Please vote for a stage name.
Yeah, so you can stop in at the cafe and tell her what her stage name.
Yes.
You know, should be inside of that. So, roundtable. Just a quick update for anybody who has not tuned in before or watched us. So, we're here trying to figure out how to take biblical principles and apply them to life, and also just talk about real life topics and get and look at those through a biblical point of view. And so we can't, today obviously is election day, so we can't go into the podcast without at least talking through maybe your thoughts on election day or thoughts on voting in general or all of those things. So Jenny, give us a little thought process into, or what do you think about election day? What do you think about voting? What do you think the turnout's going to be? Or, you know, give me your thoughts on election.
Okay. Well, we are being honest today, right? Like, we already talked about this.
Yeah. So this is the thing. So
yes.
Jenny said this is confession time
yes.
and honesty time because she is somebody for the people.
Right. I'm the voice for the people because right. I feel like there's a lot of people like me because, okay, when you said that we're talking about the election, I immediately wanted to start cramming. I started asking around. I started Googling stuff, and I didn't get to watch anything. But then I had an epiphany that I'm like, I'm not even going to try, like, that I know anything or that I care. Because I don't really care, if we're being honest.
Don't care about who the president is.
That sounds really terrible when you put it like that.
It's confession time, right? And so for the people.
For the people,
right?
No,
you're saying
I don't.
There are just a lot of people that could care less who the president is.
Well, it's just a lot of drama. It's a lot of negativity, and I don't watch the news, and I get by just fine with that.
Yeah, but you're on social media?
Sort of. I'm only on Facebook for the memes and the positivity. That's it. I try not to scroll because,
Well, so to give you a little bit of a, you know, heads up on where everybody's at. Everybody
please
thinks
let
like,
me
well,
know.
Well, think about this. Everybody's saying, like, this is the election of all elections, right?
Because really?
Well, I mean, different people say different things. So people aren't necessarily in what I would talk to people. People aren't necessarily deciding between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They're deciding to not have Donald Trump, right? You either want him or you don't want him. You're not really sure about Joe Biden and what his stances are, whatever they are. You just either you really want Donald Trump or you really don't want Donald Trump.
Right.
And so you're making a decision based upon that, right? On your one.
Right.
Why do you think that Donald Trump's hated so much?
I think because he's so outspoken. I think because of who he is, being famous. And I don't know, personally, I like him as a person, even though I don't know anything about anything, but I think he's hilarious.
Well, that's interesting. Did you have lunch with him?
I wish.
Would you have lunch with Donald Trump? Even though you don't care about who the president is.
I don't. I just like him as a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of his reality TV show?
That was good, too. Yeah. I just like people who tell it as it is.
Yeah. So here's what's interesting. So in the election process, it's a pretty heated thing. Right?
Oh,
if you didn't know that.
That's
already.
Why I don't like it.
Right.
It's too much.
Right. Because cause conflict.
Yes.
Right? So here's my take on it.
Okay, tell me.
So here's where I think it gets a little weird because people love this whole idea, like, and I think even you said it, like, can't we do what Martin Luther King said, like, hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if that was that a quote from Martin Luther?
Sort of. It's a summary. It's my summary on it. But it sounds way better like that, like just the gist of it.
Right.
Like, let's just go back to that. We need to remember that he wanted the same thing that we should all be doing, that we're not.
Right. Well,
all these riots.
So here's the big question. Is it possible if people have an opinion for everybody to get along?
No. That would be a perfect world.
Yeah, so that's my point. So my point
would be awesome.
Is, so the idea, this is my thought, and, and I'm going to tie this back into church, right? So the idea is, so in politics, a lot of people like to be on both sides, really have no opinion.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to make sure that, you know, you, although it's kind of vague or you're not sure really where people stand, because if you stand for something, right, if you have an opinion, not everybody's going to agree with your opinion, right?
That's true.
So one of the things that people wouldn't like about Donald Trump is you for sure know where he stands, right?
Yes.
Because I would say for the people who are like, hey, I mean, we're going to vote for him, is at least we know where he stands.
Yeah.
You know, where other times inside of politics, it's kind of best to stay in the middle of the road, you know, so that people are happy.
Yeah.
You know, because the idea would be, and I think this is somewhat of a problem, and I, and again, tying back into the church. So is the whole idea just to keep the country happy?
I think that's what Biden's doing.
It's trying to keep the country happy?
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, you think that's a better idea. So the better idea would be is just to make sure everybody's happy.
Oh, for my opinion?
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. Like, is the idea of politics, the best thing that we could do in the United States is hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
Right, but that's not realistic. That's in Jenny's world. So in Jenny's world, that's how I view the world. I view it as every, I try to stay out of the news, out of the politics. Everything's just hunky-dory in my life.
Right. So let's tie it back into the church, because isn't this the same? Some of the same things? So part of the trend of what I think is happening inside of churches today is that if you have an opinion or if you stand for something, then you're viewed as people who do not love people because you have a stance, right?
Right. Like, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So if you come out and you say, well, this is what Scripture says about a certain topic, people will fire back and say, we must not love people. So is it, you know, is this the new trend? Like, that you're the younger generation, right? So is the kind
of.
Well, I mean, I'm 40-something and you're...
I'm about to be 30.
Okay, well, there's enough of a difference.
At my parents' house. We did talk about this. I don't know why I just said that. It was really embarrassing.
That you're living at your parents'.
Yes, but New Year's Eve, New Year, new me. So I already told them I'm moving out in February. Anyways, this is about
Me.
Let's go on.
For sure?
For sure.
You're moving out.
No, I mean, sort of. Maybe. They're really. It's really nice having them with Grayson.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
babysitters. Yeah, yeah, like all of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Anyway, so the idea is it part of the younger generation's push to say, I want to live in a world that's, you know, all about everybody getting along and everybody not fighting. But is it possible that... Because, again, I would think if you would read scriptures, so back to some biblical principles.
Yeah.
There are some biblical principles that flat out say
this
style of life, this style of behavior is not good and is not accepted. So if you say that and it causes controversy, is it better for the church not to say anything?
No. Even if it
makes,
to be said.
Even if it makes people upset?
No, I think it should be said.
Okay, so what do you
think? I mean, some of the things that you preach on, like some of, like in the Bible, like Paul, I don't agree with, but I have to agree with it because it's the word of God, but it's still, it's upsetting.
Right, so it causes this, this idea of controversy.
Yeah.
So the idea of somehow determining who you would elect or determining what church you would go to based upon this idea of, like, we want this utopia world. Like, is that really the idea? Again, we're viewing it through the eyes of a believer. So not through, you know, anybody else's eyes. I think, it, you know, it could be different. But at the end of the day, as a believer, is there a possibility of a utopian type environment that people can be a part of that is follows what God has to say?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Why?
I think it would be nice to.
Okay.
I definitely think that. Like, it would be... I think if we just all get along, we could be there. We could.
Right, but I think that's the question. Can we all get along?
No, not even in church.
Right, so again, and when we're talking about getting along, so I think this is the important thing to talk about.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to say, oh, there should always be division. But if you stand for something, will there be opposition to what you stand?
Most definitely.
Right, so if Christ gives us this opportunity to to stand for something, then... If we stand for it, there is going to be, like, people that are going to push back against it.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, we just wanted to make sure we had talked through.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's interesting that people are saying, well, I'm voting because I don't want disunity. Or I'm voting because I want everybody to get along, or like back to your quote, I want it to be like Martin Luther said. So
I really do.
I want everybody to hold hands and sit around a fire and sing Kumbaya.
He had such a good dream.
Yeah.
He really did.
Right. And I'm not sure, I guess we'd probably have to go back and study that. I'm not sure that Martin Luther could ever look at it and say, well, if you stand up for Christian morals and values, that you're all going to be sitting around, especially when Jesus said, the world's going to be against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole idea of Christianity is the world's going to be against you. So it can't always be unified. So anyway, hope everybody made it out and voted. Hope everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully you did. Okay, honestly, for a long time, I didn't think I even could vote.
Okay, because?
Because I've been to jail.
So people that go to jail aren't allowed to vote?
Okay, if they get certain sentences.
Okay.
So, for a long time, that's what I thought, but everybody was lying to me. Everybody always lies to me. But apparently, you can vote.
Yeah, and so now, for on the record, Jenny knows that she can vote.
I do.
But you...
I haven't. I didn't. Honestly, I didn't even know it was election day.
Okay, so this is our podcast, the superstar, Jenny.
Snapchat tells me. Yes. Well, I see people with iVote, and I've seen it for a while, but I didn't know, like, literally today was the election day.
Well, do you watch any TV?
No. Yes. Netflix. Watch reality TV. News.
Yeah.
The only time I listen to it is when I walk out and my parents are watching it.
Okay.
Like, I did see a little bit of the debate.
Okay.
And the only part that I saw, which was the best part, was the part where Biden had the fly on his head.
Well, that was Trump.
For like 2 minutes.
That's okay.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Everybody vote on this. Did Trump have a fly on his head or did Biden have a fly
Biden.
On his head?
No, it was Biden. I would put money on it.
No, here. You want to know what
illegal.
It really was? It was Mike Pence. It wasn't even
it was
the president.
Who?
It was Mike Pence. It really wasn't even the president.
It was Mike.
It was the vice presidential.
No.
But that's okay. I mean, listen.
That's how much I know.
It was the vice presidential
debate. It was because I had to ask who
Mike
that
Pence.
Was. And
yeah,
then
no,
I felt,
so it was Mike Pence.
Okay. Well, now.
Listen, if you just looked at the hair, you might have thought the same thing.
Because, it was confusing.
Yeah, I know. If you just saw the hair, you would think it would have been.
It was so confusing. But anyways, the best part was when the guy had the fly on his head.
Mike Pence on the fly on his head.
I was like, I knew this is going to be memes. I watched it for 2 minutes because of that fly.
Yeah.
But I didn't learn anything, obviously.
So you tuned in.
To the fly.
Yes. But nothing else.
He had no idea.
Okay. This is the future of America right now for anybody that's listening. If you want your news or you want to know what's going on or anything, just go to Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Or if you're ever going to try to figure out the political system, pay more attention to flies than you do the debate.
Yeah, because you learn everything.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, I feel so dumb now.
Why?
Because I thought it was Biden the whole time. And I think I even had a conversation with somebody. See, this is the problem with me in my life.
Okay.
I talk and people don't tell me what I'm saying wrong. So I go on throughout my life.
Well, they just let you keep going?
Yes, isn't that rude?
So do you think we should have just let that
no.
happen?
No.
You know, like we just let you say that Joe Biden had a fly on his head, and then when people watch the podcast, they'll come back and, hey, Jenny.
Yeah.
You know, just so the world, 300, it might be 600 people
watching this
week.
Yeah.
And if we didn't let that, they'd be like, hey, Jenny.
That'd make them comment.
Huh?
That would make them comment.
Can they comment?
They can. There were 2 comments, I think, last time.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like when it goes out on Instagram or something?
No. I don't even think it was on Instagram.
Well, how do you comment then?
I guess we'll have to talk about the comment section.
Of what?
YouTube.
Okay, I didn't know there was the comment section.
There is, and you can like it or dislike it.
Did we have dislikes?
We had 10 dislikes.
What?
I'm just kidding. No, we didn't have any.
I was going to say, are we allowed to know who they are? Because, you know, I have a way of dealing with people like that.
Me too.
Yeah. So
put a fly on their head.
Well, no, mine's a little different. Listen, did I tell you I've been watching Yellowstone?
Yes.
You know how they deal with people who dislike them?
You hurt them.
Well, they have this thing called that you put them on the, I think it's called the black train.
That sounds awful.
Which never comes back, which means they kill them and throw them over the edge of a cliff.
Oh, is that what that
in
means?
In Wyoming, where nobody finds them.
Oh, yeah.
So if you dislike the podcast, know that the black train is coming.
Yep. Right? The black train is coming. It's picking you up in a couple
that's
hours.
That's picking you up, and there is no return ticket on the black train. Just saying. You know, I don't know where that place is around here.
We'll
but
find it.
Yeah, I mean, we can find a
I'm really good at Googling.
That's what I'm saying. We can find a black train station.
Yeah. I should Google, like, the election.
And if you don't know that, just go on and research Yellowstone. They'll tell you about
all
the
about
black
it.
Train. So just be careful before you do your little thumb thing.
Yep. This is not, we're not what's it called when you're trying to tell somebody not to do something? I just had a word.
Pressuring in them into it?
Kind of, sort of. We're not threatening.
Intimidating?
Intimidating, threatening. This is not a threatening
We're
message.
Not?
I mean, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I
don't think that's allowed.
You're not allowed to threaten? This is our podcast. Aren't we allowed to do anything?
Oh, vote.
Or do you mean?
We need a voters. Are we allowed? Can we threaten you?
Is that censored? Does that happen?
Oh, I wish. That'd be fun.
What?
Yeah.
You don't want to be censored.
No, like a beep.
You like, mean if we, no, yes. I'm saying like if we put it out there, because you know this has been the big thing, right? Like,
what?
See, if you watch the news, you would know this. So Twitter
really
and
thirsty.
Google, all these people, uh-huh. Facebook, are in front of the Senate right now, or a committee, saying, because they're manipulating what you can see on the feed.
That's
right,
messed
like
up.
The thing that you can see.
That's why I've never seen anything.
No, wait. What was that thing? What did I just
they're
watch
doing
on
that's
Netflix?
Mine.
I think I asked you this last time.
Probably.
What was that thing on Netflix? Yeah, The Social Dilemma.
So oh, I've seen that.
Okay, then you would have known that. What?
Well, I stopped like
you didn't watch
halfway.
It. Because why? The fly on somebody's head? Or, I mean, there wasn't enough entertainment.
I got
that was
thirsty.
Going on?
No, I'm really bad about starting something
and then never finishing it.
I get bored.
Okay. Anyway, on The Social Dilemma, yeah. They were talking about how these people, they manipulate what you see on your feed. So now they're in front of Congress saying, you can't really do this because it's not free speech then if you manipulate what
That's
actually
true.
Goes out.
That's
so
true.
We cannot be censored. The train
right.
is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to know about the train, so if, people who would censor us, that's really who's going to get the train, not the dislike people.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Randomly. So if I know there's this big like question, like so... If I say, like, what we were just talking about, like, freedom of speech.
Right.
So am I, since I didn't vote, am I counted in on, like, yeah, freedom of speech, but I didn't vote, so do I have an opinion on things?
You know, you just revealed something that we didn't say earlier.
What?
That you didn't vote.
Oh, I thought we did.
No, you just told everybody that...
Well, it is confession time, and I did not vote.
Yeah. No, but again,
and I will sleep fine tonight.
Well, I think this is what people would say.
Okay.
Right. So people died for the right to vote.
Are you going
to
make me feel bad again?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying what people would say, right? This is the idea. Like, people
yes.
died, so
yeah.
you had the right to vote. Because before you did it, like,
Man,
you get a
you
king.
You really are making me feel bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you would get a king. And
yeah.
You had whatever the king, you had no say in it.
I right? wish you would have told me this a week ago.
You know, and then the king just tells you what to do. So the whole idea of a democracy.
So I can't be mad about it.
The whole idea of a democracy is to say, like, you get the opportunity to choose who your leaders are. Or at least have a say in it. So I think the idea
okay.
would be is if you want to protect some of your rights, that
right.
you would want to vote for somebody who would protect those rights that you care about.
My bad, America. I feel like I failed. I feel like I failed as an American well, citizen. I just need to move.
No, I think that there are going to be other times to vote. So you just...
You think so?
No, I think there'll be times to vote.
Okay.
We'll have to remind
Thank goodness.
People. When we come up on a
How
podcast, we'll remind.
No, I'm just kidding. I know it's four.
No, there's other things in between the presidential...
Oh.
So, like, you have county officials and other people,
that.
Like, you can vote on.
Okay.
Like, there's other things
All right,
to vote
so I'll
on.
Start small and then get big.
Yeah, that's right. You
Okay.
can start. Then
so
you
when's
can
the
get,
next
then
one?
Then you can be ready for the big election.
So maybe up. Everybody doesn't know, or some people don't know. Do you have to register for that?
Register to vote?
Well, no. I know that. But for the small
Are you
stuff?
Registered to vote?
No. Facebook asked me, but I was just denied.
Well, yeah. So you probably start with getting registered to vote, and then people will let you know when the next election is coming up.
Like emails. Like your BMV, how they send you emails like that.
The who? the BMV?
The BMV. I'm only like, that was my first train of thought.
The BMV send you emails.
Yeah.
About what?
Registration. I only know that because I have to register this month, the end of the month. They let you know.
Because you would forget that?
Yes. I don't look at the back of my car.
Okay, well, doesn't it have something to do with your last name?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're a oh. W, doesn't that fit into the month that you're supposed to be doing it at?
So
like, that's
am
the,
I learning,
like,
or is everybody
idea.
Else learning, too?
like, the whole idea is if you're... If
Nobody
your last
told me
if
that.
If your last name's a W, it's a certain time of the year that you have to
that
go and register.
That would make sense why it's November.
Yeah, so that's kind of
Why?
How
I don't like
you know,
that.
Because W's kind of towards the end of the alphabet, so that might be how they go.
Okay, well, I'm
you
looking...
You know, it might be like A through something is in the beginning, and then, you
okay,
know,
well,
goes back
I'm single,
there.
And I'm looking for somebody that has a last name with an A, because I'm sick of being a W and being last.
Okay, so there, anybody looking to date Jenny,
yes,
you know, just make sure that as you're on the dating app, make sure that as she filters through, she's looking for A's.
Yes.
So if you want to lie about your last name, which people do on dating apps all the time, here's your chance to get a date with Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
well,
but
you don't think
I
people lie
a C.
on the dating app all the time?
No, they do.
Yeah, that's they my do. Point. So they can just change their name to get their foot in the door with you.
Well, let's just hope.
Then once you like him, they'll be like, you know what, my last name's really start
I'm
with a Z.
I'm going to be like, sorry.
It's going to be a Z.
They're going to propose.
I don't know
what
would be a good last name with a Z.
With a Z?
Yeah.
I don't know. The first thing that comes to my mind is Zealous.
Zealous.
Don't know why. Yeah.
There you go.
Have you ever played that game where you say a letter and you have to think of the first word that comes to your mind?
No.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Is that something like it's
really
a traveling game?
Yes.
Okay.
Traveling games are the best.
Okay.
But no, I changed my mind. I don't want an A. I want like a C or a D because then that's during tax season and I won't have to worry about saving for it. It's just there.
Okay, so there you are. So anybody that wants to date Jenny, don't lie on the app. Make sure that it's a C or a D.
Yes.
Or somewhere that fits into that, and then you'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about... So this week on, we're wrapping up a series here at Life Church called Go Fish. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea behind Go Fish was that Jesus said, if you follow me, I'm going to turn you into fishers of men. And so we talked about what does that look like. So we wrapped the series up this week. So I'm going to fill you in because with confession time, you know, I was going to say, I told Jenny beforehand, hey, we're going to talk about the message this week just to give you a little precursor to it. And the confession was...
Okay, well, first of all, so when you first told me the two topics were nothing that I knew anything about. Why? Because... Again, I don't watch the news or TV. And then, honestly, because I haven't been going to church. And I even text Courtney. So one of my friends who, she's a manager, used to be at the cafe. And I was like, Courtney, because she takes notes. And she takes detailed notes. I see her out of the corner of my eye. She's just to town taking notes. And I just like to be in the moment. And hopefully I remember. But I do most of the time, sometimes. But anyways, I text her and I'm like, will you please send me your notes? I know you took them. She didn't take any.
You know what's funny about that whole story?
What?
So when I said it to you, I just had this assumption because I usually look out there and usually sitting in the same seat. So usually, I had this assumption that you weren't here on Sunday. So when I said to you, like, here's the two topics.
Could you see it all over my face?
I was just waiting for you to say, hey, I just wasn't at church, that type of thing. But you didn't. And I think it's hilarious that you were like trying to find somebody else that had been there.
And then... Melissa, she was like, well, you can go and watch the sermon right now. And then I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll watch it when I'm taking out my dog or something. And then I got in this moment and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be completely honest. And this is where confession time comes in because there are other people that are probably just like me that have backslid. And that's a thing that happens. It's part of recovery is relapse. And I have fallen into the old patterns
of just
sleeping.
Stay home and
relax
a little bit.
Yeah, I like to
sleep. I mean, even though that's available online and it doesn't start till 11 o'clock, you know,
that's
still
early.
11 o'clock?
Yes.
11 o'clock's early?
Well, I mean, yeah. It is when you go, because then you have to get up and get ready.
Okay.
But, so we're being honest here.
No, right. So
and
before,
I'm being a voice for the people.
Right. So before we jump into it, though, we got to make sure that we fit in Jenny's joke of the week. You did find one of those, right?
Well,
because here's the other funny part.
It's about politics. Now we're past that.
Huh?
So
the
probably
joke
won't
was?
Even be funny anymore.
No, it'll be funny because we haven't moved on yet. Like, we just got done talking about politics. So go ahead.
Oh,
throw it in there before we move into what we're going to talk
about. Okay, yeah, because I don't have any jokes about that other than...
Okay, let's talk about a political
not
joke.
Knowing about the sermon and trying to tell you. Like, who am I trying to kid to you? I was just going to come up here and be like, just try to go with the flow
and
work it in.
Yeah,
but
it's good. Let's go with the joke.
Okay, so...
Everybody ready? This is the producer's time where he goes...
Yep. And that's, I can't wait for that
and this
time.
This is where you have your
it's
laughing button
up.
Ready,
mm-hmm.
right? Our producers will have the laughing button ready.
Well, now that we've, like, talked it up, I don't know if it's going to be that funny.
Okay, we'll see, because we can see our producers, so we'll see if they laugh. That's
okay,
we'll
let's just stare at them while I'm saying
okay,
it.
Are you ready?
Okay, well, I was going to make a joke, a political joke, but it just turns out all the ones get elected. Is that funny? I Googled it. Okay, and then I have a second one.
That's the part
you
that
like
I think
it?
Is hilarious.
You like
is
it?
That you Googled a joke about politics.
I did.
Yeah, you know, I thought you were just like this. You had all these jokes build up inside of you. No, you're
no.
Googling the jokes.
I mean, I only had one when I stood on the corner. What you mean? And I Googled that one, too. I'm not very good at remembering jokes like on me in hand.
So do you have another one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so where do you pull a bear's boat?
Where do you pull a who?
Where? I know I mumble.
No, it's
okay.
It's
the Walker gene.
No,
but
okay.
I thought only the guys had it, but apparently, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, where do polar bears vote?
I don't know.
Really easy.
Where do
think
polar
Christmas.
Bears?
Huh? Think Christmas.
The North Pole.
Yes! Good job! It's the North Pole.
That's the joke?
Yeah. I don't have any more.
Okay, so...
What do you mean that's a joke? That's funny.
I'm just trying to decide. That's like a fact. You know, that the North Pole.
Polar bears don't vote.
Neither do you. So I guess you're right there with the polar
okay,
bears.
Okay, first of all, polar bears are my favorite animal, so...
They are.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have a big stuffed animal of a polar
bear? I actually do, and I sleep with it.
Does he have a little Coke can or a little Coke bottle?
No. Funny story, actually. That's how my parents got me to stop sucking my thumb, is they bribed me.
With Coke?
This is why I'm messed up, because I've been bribed my whole life, so don't do that to your children. With a polar bear that had a Coke can on it.
They got you to stop sucking your thumb because of that.
Yeah, because I wanted it.
Okay. All right.
Really All right. bad.
So let's talk about this week. So here's the idea. Kay. So we talked about this story that was in 2 Kings where...
the leper.
Huh? So you did? So
no. Courtney said the only thing that she was like, the gist of it is a leper. So I have one word. And Acts.
And what?
The Bible.
What about the Acts? What did that? You mean that had something to do with the
this verse?
Mess? Huh?
The verse
was in Acts.
I think.
No.
Now you're making me.
No, but it's okay.
I'm sorry, Courtney.
No, listen.
Maybe I need to look at my text again.
Or
the
maybe
leper. I know. I got
no,
one
listen,
thing
maybe
right.
I need to preach better because if Courtney had like one line,
you
that's
don't have
okay.
to take it that way.
Oh, I don't mind.
It's okay.
No, I got broad shoulders.
All right, then maybe you do.
Yeah, I know. I did. You had one line of notes out of 45 minutes of speaking.
Well,
that was an intriguing message.
Sunday was a weird day.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't know you weren't here.
I know, but just in general, I'm just speaking for everybody.
Okay. All right. So here was the gist. Lepers
yes.
did have something to do with the story. But the story
Good
was
job,
in
Courtney.
2 Kings. So in this story, the
Maybe
king,
that's what I meant.
The king had that's done something, you know, again, against God. God said, I'm going to allow the Arameans to come in, and they're going to attack your city. Well, they besieged the city, so it kept them from, you know, being able to eat or drink. And so they wanted to starve them out.
Rude.
Right. Yeah, so they got to the point where they're eating. This mm-hmm. is a question for you.
Uh-oh.
So they got to the place where they're starving, okay?
Okay?
And they would eat dove dung, poop. Would you eat poop?
Is this a question?
Yeah, would you eat poop?
If I was dared.
Huh? If you were dared? No, I'm saying, what if you were starving?
Oh!
Like, haven't you ever had this discussion? Like, we've had this discussion around the table. If you were in a plane crash... And everybody died.
Hypothetically.
And it was, yeah, hypothetically.
I love hypothetical
and it was all of your family members there, right?
Okay.
All of your family members there. And
would
now
I
you're starving
them?
At the top of the mountain. Would you eat your family member? And which one would you start with and why?
Ooh, this is a really good question. Am I being put on the spot right now?
Would you eat your family
member?
Well,
I'm going to think of somebody who doesn't watch this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. who would I eat first? Well,
would you eat your family member if you were starving? Or would you just starve because you couldn't eat them?
I don't know. I feel like I'd have to be in the moment, but I probably would eat them.
You would.
If they died, natural circumstance.
Well, they died in a plane crash. That's not natural. That was the whole idea.
Hey, right? Fun fact it's again.
Not, it's not natural causes. They died in a plane crash.
Well, I forgot that.
Oh, okay.
I
yeah,
was
no, they died
on...
in a plane crash. And
okay.
Yeah.
But in a plane crash,
yeah.
Just FYI, not like you're going to be wearing pantyhose or anything, but if you get in a plane crash when you're wearing pantyhose, they stick to you for life. So don't wear pantyhose. In the plane. This is just a fact to all the women out there.
Okay, meaning if you die in a plane crash.
No, we're not going to die.
No, I know. So what does it have to do with pantyhose sticking to you? I'm trying to decide how that fits in here.
Wait, it doesn't.
Oh.
It's
okay.
just a
just
random.
A random fact.
Yes.
If you're wearing pantyhose on a
like,
plane.
I'm like a walking Snapple bottle.
Yeah, so it just sticks to you. Why? What's on the back of a Snapple bottle?
No, what do you mean?
Have random facts?
Yes. Have you not drank one?
No.
I should have brought mine.
No.
I have Snapple
Apple. Bottles. If you get Snapples on the back of it, as random.
Well,
facts.
Not necessarily the back, underneath the lid.
So under the lid is the
yes.
fact that if you wear pantyhose on an airplane, they stick to you for life.
Yeah, they should ask me to write their facts.
Okay, so we're back to the story.
We
so
are.
The story is okay. They're starving, so it's so bad that they're eating dove dung inside of the city.
Okay.
On the outside of the city is these four guys who have leprosy, right?
Oh, so, wait, can we back up?
Okay.
They didn't die in a plane crash.
Who? You mean in the story?
Yes.
No, the plane crash was just something like, haven't you ever sat around a dinner table and said, well, if we all died in a plane crash, you know, and I was the one surviving person.
That is great dinner talk.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so we would decide, you know, we had this discussion all
so
the time.
So who'd you pick?
Well, listen, so if you know anything about, so we have three biological kids and five kids that we took in. Well, one of the tendencies of the Clark kids is they have bubble butts, right? Like, they have big butts.
That's a good thing, though,
so
nowadays.
I'm saying, like, if they're dying in the crash and I'm alive, I'm eating one of them. Because
their
they
butts. All,
yeah, because the butt's with the most meat on it.
That's true.
Right? Like, I don't want to, you know, if you try to eat a hill, yeah, there ain't nothing there. So you'd be starving to death.
Flat butts.
The whole flat
butts.
We
did talk about this one time.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, no, we've had this
pancake
discussion.
Booty.
Yeah, so we, you know, or if you're running away from a bear,
right,
you're running away from a bear, we'd always say this is the kid we'd leave behind because the bear would be satisfied with that one and never come after the rest of us.
I've never had these conversations.
Yeah,
with
no,
my family.
We're like, yeah, you would leave that one behind. They're the biggest, you know, so keep them back there. Bear would be satisfied. Everybody else makes it out.
Good to know.
Anyway, there was not a plane crash in the Bible.
Right, that's what was concerning.
There. No, it's just an off the subject.
Okay.
Now we're back to the Bible story where their city's besieged,
yes.
Lepers on the outside. Again, are you familiar with leprosy?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
I felt like I had it.
No, you felt like you had leprosy.
Yes.
Why?
Well, not necessarily the actual, like, disease.
Okay.
But during COVID, having COVID...
Okay, made you feel like a leper.
People are scared of you after that.
Like they don't want to come next to you.
Right.
That's actually... that might fit.
It does.
Yeah, people don't want to be near you.
Yeah, that's
same
how I described
concept.
It.
Lepers are outside of the city.
Okay.
Okay? So lepers are outside of the city. God causes the Arameans to flee.
Uh-huh.
The lepers decide they're going to go see what's going on at the Aramean camp because they don't know what else to do because they're going to end up dying. They find at the Aramean camp all the people have disappeared. So with that, though, was left all of their food, all of their jewelry, all of their stuff. So they go in there. They start eating, drinking, storing up for, keeping all of the stuff for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay? So, again, in the story we're talking about, you know, for us as Christian people, like, this is the gist of the story. If we are going to fish for men, then we have to have relationships with people to be able to do it.
Right.
Right? So we have to be able to have those relationships. And part of the tendency of people is the further you grow in relationship with Christ, the less relationships you have with people who don't know Christ. Right.
Okay.
So how do you do it then? So how are you going to, you know, give the message of the gospel to the people if you don't have a relationship with them? So the idea in the story was, so these lepers go into the camp, they take care of themselves, you know, they're thinking of themselves, which is a little bit like Christianity or faith. In the beginning, it's all about us.
Yeah.
I need to fix my life. I need to get things right. I need to do, you know, the things that I need to do. But at some point, you know, there comes this time where you're like, well, I probably shouldn't keep this all for myself.
Yes.
So the lepers decided it isn't good. We have all of these good things. There's thousands of people starving.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably go tell them because we have the answer for them to be able to make it. We have the way for that city to be able to survive, and we have the way for those people to be able to not be starving and eating poop anymore. They could come and they could, you know, they get money, they get food. Restoration, right, of the city.
Yeah.
You know? So they decide they're going to go back. They tell everybody about it. They come. The city's restored. Everything's good. We brought it to apply to our lives, right? So use, you know, people as an example. So what happens a lot of times in faith is something's wrong with your life.
Yep.
And you know it. And so you figure out you need Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. And then after you figure out you need Jesus, then you need to fix your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And maybe you grew up like me where your parents said, if you want to be good, make sure you hang around
good people.
Right. Yeah.
You are who you hang around.
Right. Yeah. So the whole idea is like, okay, so now my life wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
I was hanging around a certain group of people. I want my life to be right.
Yeah.
So naturally in your mind, the idea is, okay, if I'm a Christian now, I can't hang out with these people anymore, right? Because they'll corrupt me or make me go back. So now all of a sudden you become a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And the longer that you become a Christian, the more you have friends who are Christians because they have the same values you do. They have the same likes that you do. They talk about the same stories you do.
Yeah.
So the question is, so if that's the natural tendency of every Christian and the way to share the gospel is through relationships, how do you do it if you don't have relationships with anybody? So use maybe your life as an example, right? So you came from a place where I would assume people you were with probably weren't the best influence, you know, at the time.
Yeah. I mean, I would think not. We were doing the same things, so probably not.
Right. So then once you figured out, hey, I need to give my life to Christ, something that was natural was I probably should surround myself with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
People who are Christians.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what they tell you, especially in the recovery. Like, you have to hang out with new people, and because new places, new things, like, that's what they teach you and instill in you. But for me, not saying that I still want to hang out with those people, but I still want to reach those people. So I don't know. I think for other people and for myself, like, work is a really big one that you can reach people because you're seeing different people on. Everybody has different beliefs at work, pretty much everywhere you work.
Right.
Not for me. Well, sort of for people that come in.
Sure. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I definitely think that work, you can reach people.
Right. So what do you think is, for somebody that's out there that's listening today and you're trying to figure out this idea of, like, it's what you were saying.
Yeah.
So I came from a lifestyle where if I start being in relationship with people who are doing those things. So in your story, it was addiction. Your story was, but everybody has the same story.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's just different things.
Yeah.
And so then you have a preacher get up there and say, you need to reach those people.
Yeah.
Right? And the only way to reach those people is to be in relationship with those people.
I need to go back out on the streets? Okay. Hold a sign. Different sign this time.
No, but that's my question. So then, again, here is this big gap.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my question. This, you know, is that, so if we think that they're going to be reached through relationships, is it, how do we go back? Because now you have something that I'm assuming you would want to give to other people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you do it without getting caught up in a previous lifestyle? So maybe talk through that a little
bit. Well, the way that I've done it is I've really been vocal about my lifestyle change and God and everything on social media.
Okay.
So like when I said I like Facebook for the positivity, like that's where I'm coming from because there's hope within finding God and coming from a different life. So that's what I try to do is just reach people on Facebook. And then that helps, like I'm not physically out trying to save people because I don't think I'm strong enough for that yet. And if I were, then I'd want people around me like that know my history and know like accountability.
Yeah, and maybe that's a good point, what you just brought up, is like I'm not strong enough yet.
Because
I do think that there is this natural maturation process that happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
you give your life to Jesus Christ. And again, in the beginning, it should be very selfish. Like you should try to figure out how to get your life right.
Right.
You know, and
Agreed.
You should try to figure out how to take care of, just like the lepers did, right?
Yeah.
So the lepers went in there and they met their needs. They ate, you know, they got money, they stored away some money. They did the things that they needed to do to get right.
Yeah. It's like the airplane method. Like since we were just talking about airplanes, you put your mask on first so you can help everybody else.
Yeah.
I used to want to be a stewardess.
So you would go through that. You like,
yeah.
Could you go through it right now?
It's been a while since I've tried it.
There you go.
Please walk down the aisle. Do not throw your peanut shells on the outside area. I might trip.
I don't think they say that on the plane.
I don't even think they give you peanuts anymore.
That's an Outback or something. No, I mean, that's a
great place.
Yeah.
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh,
ooh, I'm getting some of those
rolls.
That's
where you throw your peanut shells?
Everywhere.
So you're getting them confused.
Like maybe. Maybe I really just
plane,
want to be a Texas Roadhouse.
About,
let's go to Texas,
yeah, Texas
Roadhouse.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse where you throw your peanut shells on the,
yeah.
on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that have peanut allergies, you could kill them.
Really?
Yeah.
Airborne.
Huh?
You're nodding? That's really a thing?
That is really a thing.
So, but you would know not to go to Texas Roadhouse.
No, like Bree, Isaac's girlfriend, has this, I think it's a peanut allergy.
That is
or something
so
like that.
Sad.
Like, and if you have something like close to her, you could kill her.
Peanut butter?
I don't know. If
peanut butter is a strong smell too, man. You can smell that from a distance.
Yeah, so it's stuff like that. So if you put anything in her food,
instantly,
all over.
There's not an EpiPen for that or something?
I don't know. Maybe there's an EpiPen. Maybe there's
death
something.
Death by peanut.
So
that is, never mind.
Okay, so anyway,
yeah.
same concept, right, that you need to take care of yourself.
Right.
But here's the point. So here's the point.
Yeah.
At what point is that then? At what point do you go back? And at what point should we, you know, make sure that we have relationships with people who don't know Christ? Because I think the hardest thing, because I work with a lot of people who aren't believers, right? And I think the hardest thing is that from a distance, Christians tend to tell people, like, what's wrong with them.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Why? Do I have
because when you said you work with a lot of people, like, the thing that comes to my mind is you're a pastor. So when you say that, like not maybe somebody doesn't know that you like work with pigs or something, that you work on a farm. So they're like thinking, What?
Yeah, no. So
it was confusing.
So again, here's the thing I try to differentiate, especially for myself.
Yeah.
Like I don't look at, because I'm a pastor, I look at my whole life as ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look at, when I say work, I would say I get 168 hours in a week. So
dang.
I'm trying to figure out. So do you. It's like the same
I do.
Amount.
Yeah. Oh, because that's how many hours are in a week.
Yeah, 168.
You're good with math. You're so good with
it's
math.
Not really math, but it's just
whatever.
A fact. But that's okay. Either way.
Snapple.
Huh? Snapple fact.
Yep.
168 hours
yep.
in a week. So
you're welcome.
Anyway, everybody gets 168 hours a week. I'm just saying I want to do ministry in 168 hours. I want to be around people who don't know Jesus,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Like I want to spend time with them, whether it's in the church, whether it's on farms, whether it's hunting mm-hmm. with people. See, I got my camo Bible.
I saw. Well, I didn't see it actually. It was blending
it's,
in.
It's hunting season.
It was invisible.
Did you know that?
I did.
It's hunting season.
Snapchat actually told me.
What, that it was hunting season?
Yeah.
Yeah, bow hunting season
yep,
in
deer.
Now. Shotguns coming in,
yep.
coming up. And
yeah.
Yeah, so would you eat venison if somebody killed it and brought it to you?
For sure.
There we go.
Deer right. jerky.
Deer jerky.
What's that salami stuff?
Salami, yeah.
No, not salami.
Summer sausage.
Summer sausage.
Yeah, deer summer sausage.
Love
so the
that.
Point is,
yeah.
you know, we want to be in relationship with people. Part of the problem for people who don't know Christ is they're like, it's so weird because church people from their
mm-hmm.
good position sit there and tell us how bad we are, but they're not in our life.
Yeah.
They're not helping
Ooh,
us on
good.
The journey. They're not going down the road with
uh-huh.
us. They're not doing that. So how realistic is it for somebody to come to know Christ if we're never willing to go and be on a journey? So at what point in a person's life should we say, you know, we can't just from a distance tell you should know Jesus. We should be Jesus to you
right.
by doing life with you.
And I think it's important that when people say that, I do know what coming from that lifestyle is.
Right.
So I feel like it's important for me to stand on that. Just like the struggles, I feel like sharing our struggles and being open about it, that's what helps bring people to know God.
Right.
Is because I'm not a perfect person. Neither
Which again,
are you.
No. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. I'll remind you every podcast.
No, so here's again, and I think this is important what people need to hear.
Yeah.
Part of the problem inside of faith mm-hmm. is that all of a sudden, the closer you come to Christ, the more you put yourself in this glass house. Right.
Oh, yeah, that'd
you know
be
what
easy
I mean? Like
do.
People start saying, well, I'm so much better than I was. And
yeah.
now you look at people and be like, you're so bad or you're. Again, we need to look at ourselves through the eyes of Christ,
mm-hmm.
right? Through the eyes of God. Through the
yeah.
eyes of God, our scripture tells us our good works are like filthy rags.
Yeah.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
we're all on the same journey. We're all trying to figure out the same thing. I just want to make sure that, like as a church, because
yeah.
the other problem is you could become a church. I said this Sunday, if you would have been here, you might have heard
Dang
this,
it.
But just
well,
remember.
Now I'm could. Seeing it in or hearing it like
Now you could go
person.
Back and listen to it if you wanted
I
to.
I should.
But, you know.
Like the last
yeah,
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Actually 2 weeks.
Well,
actually,
either
I don't
way.
Know.
So here's the point.
Okay.
So I said, you know, if you get a church, we started as a church plant, Life
mm-hmm.
Church did. So there was only like 15 of us, you know, and in the beginning you start reaching people and they start looking around and they're like, there's nobody in the seats.
Yeah.
There's no money to pay the bills. You know, we got to grow this. So they're out there meeting people and growing the church and,
mm-hmm.
you know, reaching people for Christ and telling everybody, like, you should come and be a part of. And then all of a sudden, you could get to this place. Well, you know, we have 2 services now.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of people on staff. You know, you could spend all of your time taking care of the people that are here.
Yeah.
And the problem is inside of a church, sometimes leadership is judged by how well they take care of Christians and not how well they spread the gospel.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's hard.
Because you could, like for Sherry and I,
yeah.
we could meet with every single person and remember the 168 hours in a week. So you know,
remember now.
Yeah, so you could spend every hour meeting with people and you still wouldn't meet the needs of all the people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the idea is, so as a church, we got to be aware that at some point, we've got good news that we got to go out and share with people. We can't keep it all to ourselves.
I feel like that should just be a natural thing. Like, God has changed my life so much that maybe, and I'm guilty of it too, I guess. Like, I don't share as much as I should or talk about as much as I should. But definitely one thing that I like to say and I make sure to say is, like, God is the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just feel like that should be an important thing that you want to share and you want to bring people to church. And I don't know.
Yeah, but it's obviously must not be natural because you know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
If you look at the...
Not everybody's like me.
Well, I mean, just
Thank
think
goodness.
About think about churches
Praise
in general.
Praise the Lord.
Think about churches in general.
Yeah.
How many of churches are exploding with growth? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many churches are reaching
yeah.
lost people, you know, when we look through that? Because if they were, mm-hmm. there's not. It's not that there's a lack of people that don't know Christ.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's plenty of people who
oh,
don't.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's something that we've got to process. And yeah. I think it's something that, you know, when I would say this to our podcast audience, I think people should have a relationship evangelism strategy, you know,
ooh,
meaning
yeah.
that you're not naturally going to be in relationship with mm-hmm. these people, so you have to position yourself. So in my life, when we first moved over here, it was coaching PAL football, being where my kids were, and
yeah,
coaching Salvation Army basketball, and you know, and going to the places where I was going to meet parents and meet kids, mm-hmm. while at the same time being with my own kids, you know, and the opportunity to build relationships through those people. So then I coached at Crestview, and then I coached at the high school, and you know, through having businesses, places that I'm going to be in relationship with
yes.
people that I wouldn't just naturally do, mm-hmm. you know, outside of that, so that I can build relationships with people who don't yet know Christ, and with the opportunity to say, just like your life, Jenny, and I mean, this is something you need to be proud of. Your life is a living example that Jesus Christ is alive.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that he is changing the lives of people. So without saying a word, mm-hmm. the way that you live your life mm-hmm. is an example that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and is changing the lives of people.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we can be that in the world without even telling them, like, you should believe in Jesus. Look
yeah.
at my life. It's changed.
I would rather it be that way.
Yeah, right. Let's look at the things you
yeah.
do. So I would just encourage all of you to think through that. If we're going to share the gospel with people, we have to be in relationships with people.
And, I mean, just like what you said, a living proof, you don't even have to say anything. I think that's where people that don't have a relationship with God, I think that's where they look first. Because
right.
me, and then conversations I've had with other people before I had a relationship with God was blank this person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be a Christian if they're doing that.
Right.
Like, because they go to church, they do all this, but Monday through Friday or Saturday, because
right.
I forgot when church was because it's been so long. I thought it was on a Saturday, apparently. But like, they are living a life that I don't want. So why would I want to have a relationship with God if that's what it looks like?
Right.
And comparing, yes, but when you don't have a relationship with God, you don't know that comparing is as bad as what it is.
Right.
So I think being an example is the most important part of having relationship with other people, because maybe they'll come to you.
Right.
Because in my life, people have come to me because they've seen me walk it out, and like
right.
it's taken a while because you have to prove
sure.
to people
sure.
that things have changed. But
right, and I think, and we'll end with that, because I think that's a perfect
is it time?
Place to land on. Yeah, I think.
How do you know?
Done.
Did huh? we get a sign?
We did.
Where?
I,
when
I
did that
over
happen?
And our producers
I
gave
thought
us the wave.
Us a thumbs up.
No, that was just a
Why
wave.
Why does this go so fast? Oh, it was a wave?
The wave.
My peripheral vision,
wave,
I swear,
like, hey,
is really
yeah,
good.
So we'll end with this.
This
because
is sad.
I think that you're right on.
Thank you.
And we'll leave it with this, is that the first thing that we can do is be a living example to Christ, you know, to people, to say God is changing the lives of people.
Yeah.
You know, and being and allowing people to see life change, and that the greatest disservice we can do to Christianity mm-hmm. is not allow God to change your life. You know, we got to surrender, let him change. It's hard work, but we need to put
yeah,
the work
is.
In. People can see that, and then when we have the opportunity, and we talked about this in one of the messages, live it out, right?
We did.
He did. So I talked about in one of the messages
yeah.
that Jenny might have heard or
there.
Might not have heard.
I've only missed like three.
Okay, so maybe you can, let's see, test whether or not you, so you got to live it
okay,
out and,
quiz.
Live it out and lay it out.
Oh,
it's okay.
That's what I meant. I was so starstruck.
Yes, yeah, right. So point is, we can live it out, then lay
yeah.
it out. But again, Jenny, great to be together, you know, today.
What,
to
right
have,
now?
Yeah, so oh. I'm saying it's great to be together
always,
on the podcast. Awesome to talk about
good.
Current subjects, things that are going on, and also an opportunity to try to look at how do we take biblical principles
yeah.
and bring them back together. So next week, we'll be with you again on Wednesday.
What are we talking about?
Huh?
I feel like I need like a 48-hour heads up.
Yes, yeah, so I'll think about giving you a little bit more
you
next
will.
Week. Yeah.
But they
well,
don't
we at least won't be talking. Well, we might be talking about
Can
the results
not?
Of the election.
Oh,
but,
that's fine.
Yeah,
when,
so we'll
when's
how,
that happening?
Today. Today. Today's election.
Jennifer
day.
Told me that you have to wait for the mail-in votes.
Oh, we'll see.
What do you mean?
It's going to be a landslide tonight.
How does the mail-in votes happen that fast?
I don't know. We'll just figure that out.
Okay, that's
by
why
by Wednesday,
they're...
we're going to know. But we'll know by next
Wednesday,
week.
Wednesday. I will be here.
Good. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being with us here on the roundtable. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.